State wildlife officials say an algae bloom has been lingering off the coast of southwest Florida the past few weeks. WUSF's Jessica Mazaros tells us it is not red tide.
Trichodesmium is a cyanobacteria that always exists in the Gulf of Mexico. Blooms are a yearly occurrence with colors varying from golden brown to green and even pink. Kate Hubbard leads the algal bloom program at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Institute. She says a tricho bloom in the Gulf is now being reported from Pinellas County down to Collier County.
We also had some levels that we found in Gasparilla Sound and then also on the East Coast in Flagler Beach. That is interesting and helps us really turn to looking at ocean circulation.
She says the Saharan winds are blowing iron-rich sands into the Gulf. Trichodesmium feeds off that iron. Then tricho disperses nitrogen into the water, which could potentially feed toxic red tide blooms. Those don't typically start until the end of the summer. So other than possibly nourishing red tide and also cutting off some oxygen to marine life in the water, trichodesmium blooms are not known to be harmful. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.